Most merciful and loving God, this morning we lift up our concerns to you in prayer. For the people in Israel and Palestine, that the violence may cease, hot heads cool, and conversation and negotiation replace rockets and rampage. Comfort the mourning and counsel the leaders. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, as well as all other countries overwhelmed by the pandemic, that they get enough vaccines, the medical personnel remains strong and healthy, and no one despairs. Comfort the sick, the dying, and the mourning, and guide the decision makers. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For all who must flee their homes and start a new life in a new land, that they may survive their journey, experience treatment worthy of human beings, and receive the help they need. Give them the strength and patience they need, and open the eyes and soften the hearts of the people in the lands they seek out in their despair. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For Chancellor Merkel, other political leaders here in Germany, and the lands we come from and worldwide, that they may serve the people they govern, and not themselves, their party, the ethnic group, or other special interests. May they govern wisely and justly, pursue policies to help stop climate change, resist racism and all forms of discrimination, and learn from their mistakes. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For Bishop Robert and all who help to lead your church, guide them and counsel them. Fill them with your spirit, that they may discern what is to do when. Have the courage to risk new ventures and challenge the powerful, and be humble in their service. With all other churches of the Anglican Communion, we lift up in prayer especially the Anglican Church of Korea. Guide and strengthen it in its mission. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. On this Sunday, after our annual general meeting, lift up to you the new wardens and the new council. We especially ask that you bestow them guidance, wisdom, and strength as they strive with the chaplain to lead us through the challenges and opportunities of the year ahead. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For our loved ones, our neighbors, and ourselves, we ask for strength and patience to bear the burdens we all have. Comfort us when we are sad and despair, and strengthen us when we are weak and forlorn. Grant us patience with one another and perseverance in dealing with the pandemic and all the havoc it wreaks in our lives. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Hear us now, O Lord, as we bring our private concerns before you. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Amen.